Dubai Eye
103.8. Today we're talking about alternatives to plastic. Yep, we know we've talked plastics a lot here on the show, but what about the alternatives? If we are being urged to ditch it, it's important to find out what alternatives are out there. People from all walks of life across the globe are coming up with solutions. Just have a little listen to this.
A Korean research team has developed the technology to manufacture eco-friendly bioplastics using seaweed. Not only is seaweed naturally derived and cheap, the new material reduces the amount of harmful byproducts emitted during the manufacturing process.
In one Beijing restaurant, a small change could have huge ramifications for the environment, especially if others follow suit in ditching plastic straws.
We've replaced them with wheat straws. We get them from places in the deep countryside in central China, and they cost the same as the plastic ones.
If you're not familiar with cassava starch, you might know it as tapioca flour instead. And it's the main ingredient in Universal Biopack's recipe for a remarkable material. The company says its products are 100% natural and biodegradable. They'll dissolve in room temperature water within a week, leaving zero waste behind.
Going forward, the research team plans to develop the technology for mass production of a material and take its invention to the market.
The machines can crank out 2 million straws a day. As the world looks to move on from plastic variants, demand's exploded.
She hopes to find more innovative uses for UBPAC's material to expand its use and contribute to a cleaner future.
Now our next guest has come up with yet another alternative that is both biodegradable, compostable, non-toxic and compliant with European standards. He comes from Stockholm. He's part of CLICS, the Climate Innovation Exchange here at Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week. It's a warm welcome to the CEO of Plastic Free, Max Mohammadi, joined us live here from our broadcast position. Max, good to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Really appreciate you being with us here in Abu Dhabi and bringing yet more innovation to the event this year. Look, we've interviewed a number of big companies here on the agenda that are in the process of ditching single-use plastics and plastic packaging. Big companies, restaurant chains here in the region, hypermarket chains, all making that pledge, all making that commitment. But they are all looking for alternatives. They need to look for alternatives. Is that the biggest challenge at the moment? Is making the pledge one thing, is coming up with a practical alternative the real challenge here?
I think it's a mix of both, because if the pledge is just in the level of just saying it, then there is no chance for all the existing alternatives to even be marketed or used. Today we have a lot of technological advancement that makes it possible to have much better alternatives. So I think the challenge is, at least from our side, is really getting access to decision makers and letting them know that we exist.
As we heard there from the little clip, there are no shortage of ideas, innovations out there, concepts been put in place. Talk to us about Plastic Free. How did you come up with the concept in the first place?
So Plastic Free is a completely new technology, patented, that we turn agricultural waste and weed non-edible plants to a material that looks and works like plastic, but it is 100% biodegradable, compostable, and totally non-toxic. It is totally research-based invention, and the difference between plastic-free and the other alternatives is that the ones that we just listened to, many of them are competing with the food chain. So you're taking, for example, from the food chain and you want to turn it to plastics. Plastics are here to stay. They have helped humanity to take a leap. So and everybody is talking about 3 R's, reducing, reusing and recycling. We believe there should be a fourth one, which is replacing with these better alternatives. So going back to the existing solutions or the new alternatives, the problem with many of them is that either they are competing with the food chain or they have poor mechanical properties, poor performance, so they really don't work when you turn them from the lab to the commercial level. The other reason could be also that they are extremely expensive, the alternatives that work. And the fourth one is that some companies are trying to say that we are bio-based, but it's maybe 10% bio-based, for example, sugarcane, that is another alternative, but they just take the one step of producing the plastic from sugarcane, which means that it will be maybe 10-15% bio content, and the rest is still oil petroleum-based additives, which makes it as almost as bad as the normal plastic, but the price is several times higher.
So the actual material you're talking about, your material, is you mentioned agricultural waste, is that right?
Yeah.
So how did you come up with that in the first place?
So I mean, it is basically the same principle, for example, as tapioca example that we just listened to. So there you extract starch and then you turn that through a process to bio-based resin and polymers to turn them to plastic-like material. What we do is that we just have a really circular way of thinking. We think these are the stuff that you either throw away from the agricultural waste side and also from the other plants, the non-edible plants. We extract oil. It's also a kind of vegetable oil. These are the things that you will not use anyways, and even in some contexts, the farmers want even to get rid of it. So it is something that makes a circular model and then turn something that was considered as a waste to something that is a value.
And well, that word alternative, is it an alternative? I mean, can this be used as an alternative plastics across the board? Where can your product be used?
Very good question. So far we made a portfolio of different products actually. So our very first product was the carrier bags that you can use in supermarkets, shops, boutiques, even exhibitions like this, which is far better for environment than even if you compare them to the paper bags, for example. We can come back to that. We have also waste collection for like the waste bin bags. We have disposable gloves. We have coffee cups with plastic-free lining, because the current ones mainly they have a polyethylene lining, which means that even if they look like paper, they still have this plastic lining inside, and so on. So we have a range of product that, and it really covers a really wide range of different segments, from end consumers to everyday life to businesses, corporates, boutiques, restaurants, and so on.
From the Abu Dhabi National Exhibition Centre,
this is The Agenda.
Live at Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week, accelerating sustainable development.
On Dubai Eye 103.8.
And we're in conversation with Max Mohammadi, the CEO of Plastic Free. He's flown in from Stockholm. He's part of Click's Climate Innovation Exchange here at Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week. We'll be talking about his product, Plastic Free, and the applications it could well have. I think, Max, we all understand the impact that plastics are having on our planet at the moment. We all know that the need for alternatives is there. Now, is that need being driven by big corporations, by big companies, by industry, or is that being driven by individuals who are clamoring for change now?
I think it's much stronger on the individual side, because the consumers, they see the problem and they demand the change, and for them, they want to get the job done, but they don't want to pollute the planet and have a bad conscience. But on the corporate side, it's all about normally the costs, and you have other parameters that they might prioritize, unfortunately, which means that there need to be a push from the end consumer side.
And as Tom mentioned earlier, we've been speaking to big companies. Nestle announced that they were going to stop using single-use plastic. All of the plastic they will be using is completely recyclable in a few years. But the challenge he posed is we can't find any alternative. So are you reaching out to companies here, and will we be seeing your product at Carrefour, on the shelves from Nestle anytime soon? Are you in talks with these companies?
I am in talk with some of them, but I urge everybody to come and visit me at my booth in the Clicks area in Saal. In Hall 9, because what support we need is that people know we exist and there are better alternatives. So talking about recyclability always means that you also need to have the infrastructure, which, as far as I understood, the infrastructure is not here yet. So it's much better to go for solutions that the first thought is for reusability and also being really environmentally friendly if they end up in landfill.
I have no doubt that you will be back to work with these companies in the near future. All the best to you. But I know we've been talking about Greta Thunberg because you've met her before. I know this has nothing to do with the business, with your invention, but what was she like? Did you meet her before the whole climate change revolution exploded?
Yeah, she's from the generation that really cares about the future of herself and her generation and the planet. So it means her way of thinking means that we need much more action instead of just saying words. It's important to do things.
And that's exactly what you're doing. Thank you very much, Tom.
Max, we're out of time, unfortunately. Really appreciate you coming on in. If people want to find out more about Plastic Free, obviously get yourself down here to Abu Dhabi Sustainability. How do they find out more information?
We have a great website and we're updating it continuously with our products. It's plasticfree.com. And we're based in Stockholm in Sweden, but I hope that we can be even in other countries soon.
Good to see you in Abu Dhabi. Thanks so much indeed
Thank
for your
you.
Time this morning. Really appreciate it. That was Max Mohammadi, the CEO of Plastic Free, joining us live on the show.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.